One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Huttenbach, and I'm so excited because we got a door guy here today. He's hilarious. He's wonderful. Give it up for Saul Trujillo.
You did it.
I did it. Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
No, you
I'm
should
proud
be.
Of myself.
Did it way better than so many host comedians coming up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Either say it wrong, which I prefer, or they'll go, Saul.
Yeah. Oftentimes I'll if I'm nervous about saying someone's last name, I'll sing it and they'll be like, yeah, that's it. She's just so excited to have me here. I'm like, I got it.
Well, thanks
I
for
crushed
having
it.
Me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And enduring more childhood trauma to talk about The Exorcist.
Yeah, I think it's a big step in my life now. It's just interesting watching it now as a 38-year-old man versus watching it for the first time, like, I want to say as a preteen.
Okay.
So, I mean, I grew up Catholic, heavily sedated Catholic, I would say. Church every Sunday and, like, a church, because I went to Catholic school, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, the devil was scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And definitely used to manipulate my life.
Okay. How so?
Just if you don't do specific things, you know, you're gonna go to hell.
Okay.
Like, stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, if they really, like, as positive as Christmas is, can you imagine the negatives of, like, yeah, Santa Claus is real. Also, Satan is also real, and he definitely will take you down with him, you know?
Oh, yes. That is also in the European folklore. That is called Krampus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It will drag you and beat you
yeah.
right down to hell. So
this is just a year round.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You gotta be a good person mm-hmm. or you'll go to hell.
Yeah, that's
which
probably
makes sense.
I mean, that's, you know, overall it's a good, I mean, not a good thing, but, you know, to just be a good person, but we don't think we need the extremes of, you know.
But you end up being a good person out of fear of going to hell versus being a good person for the sake of being a good person.
Yeah, so it, like, defeats the purpose a little bit.
It's kind of weird.
But, you know, hey, we'll take it. We'll take it. This movie's freaking nuts. I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Really?
And it's, I forget when I saw it last. It probably was in, honestly, middle school. So it's been a minute, but I forgot the entire opening in Iraq.
All of it.
In Iraq, I was like, "Oh, where, what, when do we get to the whole demon thing? When's that coming up?"
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally, and I didn't understand it at all because I've seen it. It's been years since I've seen it because I've had a little bit of a fear of, like, I don't want to then not go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I like going to sleep.
That's helpful, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to have my wife like, hey, can you walk me from the kitchen to our bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
My wife will find that very attractive.
I mean, she'll be like, oh, you're so brave. So you're so brave. Look at my brave boy.
But I watched it and the Iraq scene threw me off. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I was like, is this the right movie? Hold on. I'm like, this is the only one. Okay, this has to be it. I still kind of got how it was connected, but still.
You didn't. Oh, my wife was there next to me.
Of course,
connecting all the
I
dots.
I love it.
Because she went down those wormholes of what meanings behind The Exorcist. And I was like, I'd have never connected the two. It had just been like, they were in Iraq and then the demons came.
Yeah.
That's how it would have went down.
And that's, you know what? I think that's why, you know, when we went to fight in Iraq, And they came back. They have the demons.
They came back with
They're
the demons.
They're all possessed. We knew it. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Yeah, the little actress, Linda Blair.
Yeah.
Adorable, but terrifying. She's a great actress for, well, how old was she? Like, she had to be like 10 or something.
But yeah, but like her doing all the voices and stuff, is she pantomiming? Is she acting?
I think it's her and then some of the stunts of like her, like, which I thought were hilarious. By the way.
We got to get in. Hold on. Get into that.
I think some of them were, she had like a stunt double who like was a smaller woman to do that stuff. And then I think there was someone with like a microphone.
Imagine
doing
them going, cut. All right, stunt double, come
stunt
here.
Stunt double, get in. We need that tiny woman. Get in here.
A tiny woman shows up just to get flailed about.
And, I mean, she really was just whipping back and forth. And I, you know, it was really creepy, like the majority of the movie, but the part where she is in the bed and just rocking back and forth, I lost it.
Yes.
It is scary, but also
no, it's not.
It's really funny.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
And you've come to as an adult where you kind of lose you're like, all right, I'm not very religious anymore.
Yeah.
Go back and watch The Exorcist. It is one of the funniest movies. The devil is one of the funniest creatures I have ever heard on cinema. It is so funny.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yeah, as soon as they the whole movie is just, and the devil speaking through Reagan and just the nasty, what is this, what do they say? They say some weird shit.
Can I make a side
yes,
comment?
Go ahead.
The,
oh my God,
about
always.
The priest?
Yes, the priest. Fucking
the
weird.
The priest. And like, I was smoking and like,
that's a good movie to smoke too. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm just going to give myself way more anxiety. Instead, I went down a accusatory calling Sylvester Stallone a hack. Mm-hmm. I was like, he just got the priest from The Exorcist and he made Rocky the movie. Because it literally looks, the priest looks like Rocky. There's a scene where he's jogging and talking about being a boxer dressed like Rocky. And then I started going down like, when did Rocky come out? 3 years later, I bet you Sylvester.
He was supposed to be in this movie.
He's like, I'm going to write a movie about the boxer exorcist priest, but take out the exorcism part.
And just make this about, because they did have the same stairs, or were those?
Yeah, there were stairs involved.
Were those the stairs?
No, but I'm sure he saw the stairs.
Joker, because that looked like the stairs from the Joker. I know it's in London, and those stairs are in New York. But I was like, are these the Joker stairs?
I'm telling you, there's something to it. Allegedly, he allegedly stole the idea for Rocky from The Exorcist.
Huh. That makes sense. That checks out.
Checked out for me.
That's They in the beginning, there was it the mom that was like, "Oh, we should play with the Ouija board."
Yeah.
With the, and Reagan's like, "Oh, what did she call it? Captain Howdy."
Captain Howdy.
Captain Howdy, which
Real
is
pedophile
an,
ghosty.
It's a name for a demon right there. If you had a demon, what would you name it?
A demon?
Yeah.
What would I name it? A demon?
Yeah.
Because
oftentimes when you watch paranormal shows, they're always like, Steve, And I'm like, yeah. Of all the names, you're like Steve, which I don't think is a real name.
It'd be more regal. I'd be Burlington.
Burlington.
Yeah. Gonna... No one would take him serious. And he'd be like the most mean demon, too. Yeah. Like, get out of here, Burlington.
Burlington.
He's like, no, but I'm real scary, guys.
He sure sounds like he's like British and he's really fancy. Burlington. Yeah.
What would you name a demon?
Steve is a classic, you know.
Steve the demon.
Steve the demon. It sounds silly. I couldn't take him seriously. It'd be like, it's me, Steve, and I'd be like.
Now he got me thinking of Steve Fury, the comedian. Can you imagine that? Hey, guy.
He could be a scary demon. Honestly, he'd be hilarious. Scary.
Yeah,
he'd be funny. I think I'd want him as a demon.
Somebody's stepdad died here.
That'd be a good, honestly. Steve.
My dad's stepdad, starring Steve Fury.
Terrifying.
Nightmares. Like that, it was Captain Howdy.
Captain Howdy.
But she dubbed it that.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
You're not supposed to name the demons or your ghosts unless you actually know its name. So I wonder if the demon was like, oh, I'm going to trick the kid to be Captain Howdy. Or
real cuck of a demon. Yeah. But you do what you gotta do, what you gotta say to possess a body, I guess.
I mean, if it's a kid, it's a kid, you know?
But my thing is like, was the Ouija board before The Exorcist?
Yes.
Was that a popular board game? Or did The Exorcist make that a board game? Because I would have known, as a kid who knows about that, I wouldn't even have the board in my house.
I think it's been a thing. Have you ever played or done one before?
Still haven't.
Yeah.
To this day. I don't have the courage.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care if it's fake or I don't care if it's real. I don't want that. No. Although I did buy one from a thrift store, which is what you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, you're not supposed to buy a broken-in Ouija board. Yeah. They're not like baseball mitts.
I bought one, though, and I brought it into my house. And
Wait, why?
Because I wanted to make a horror movie, and I was like, this is perfect.
I won't buy a book that has foreign writing on it out of fear that I don't know what it says.
Because you hate foreigners.
No, because they could potentially, I don't know what it says. It's like, then a guy come in, and somebody plays a record. And then a demon's in my house.
Well, Evil Dead. That's the whole plot of Evil Dead. That's fair. Well, don't. Well, it just, you know, it's no longer in my house.
Okay.
I think my mom threw it away, which is always good to get rid of a Ouija board. Should just
Why throw couldn't it. You throw it away? You had to involve your mom. Because then it's like a whole thing.
Yes. You know, she's
cursed now by...
Probably. Honestly. Thanks, Mom. She took one for the team.
Did you play with it?
No. Absolutely not. I was gonna make a movie with it, and that was it. And I didn't end up doing that.
Okay,
so
good.
You know.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, I would never play with that. The fact that she was even playing with it, and the mom's just like, whatever, you know.
But she's like, do you think my mom's pretty? It's like, why are you asking at that? That's a weird thing to ask, Reagan.
E-channel advice.
That's a weird.
The spirits.
I don't think Captain Howdy swings that way. I think he just wants. I think he just wants souls. I don't really think he cares about if you're pretty or not. He's just coming for your soul, real quick.
Then she did. When did she just? From there, she just started getting sick, or she couldn't sleep.
She couldn't sleep. She started getting sick, and then she started like seeing things, kind of like hallucinating. And then they brought her to the hospital, which. I don't know about you. I can handle a lot when it comes to horror, but anything like medical related is where I get really freaked out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. As soon as the guy with the needle showed up and put it right into her neck, I was like,
You don't like real science?
I don't like real science. I don't believe in science, period.
Like, I like spooky stuff.
I like spooky stuff, but I don't want any of that real stuff. Which also, fun fact, the guy who put the needle in, he's actually, he was a serial killer in real life.
What?
According to the internet, he killed... I think to be a serial killer, I think you have to do at least 3.
Yeah.
So it's above 3, below 10.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people would kill. The internet didn't give me a direct answer, but...
Imagine acting in a movie being your day job, and then your real passion serial killing.
I mean, you know, hey, I give them credit for, you know, really digging deep to that role, you know? I think Chris D'Elia did that in You, where he played a child predator. So, like, that's...
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've seen it.
That's commit, you know, say what you will. That's commitment to the role. That is commitment. I don't have that.
D'Elia just playing himself.
Props to them, at least. You know what? Props to them.
Yeah.
I'll give it to them. But yeah, that's
so funny. But out then she started getting like electroshock therapy.
Yeah, again, she's a little kid. That's not good for their brain.
Yeah. I love how the mom the whole time was referring to her like she was crying like she was just a car that was in the shop. She's like, just fix her.
Just
all right?
Do something. Do something. You're like, we're trying. We're literally trying to do something. I should say this also. So when I was little, my mom would call it, like, do weird horror, like, say weird horror things to my brother and I. So she'd be like, oh, children of the corn, come and get your food and stuff like that. Or we'd be
that's
in the...
That's cute, though.
Or...
There was
sure.
Just, was there corn on the table?
No. And then, or okay. We'd be like, this happened with her grandparents, but she would do it with us as well. If we'd be on my aunt's farm and we'd be in the cornfield and she'd be like, hurry up and get in or Ed Gein's going to get you. Stuff like that. So when I was super little,
yeah,
like three, I was having a little temper tantrum and my mom goes, Linda Blair, settle down or your head's going to spin off. The actress is Linda Blair. And my brother was like, I don't know who Linda Blair is, but that's not nice. Don't call my sister that. So I am maybe possessed. Who knows?
I think your mother's on par with the way my grandmother was. My grandmother in Mexico from a different country.
Yeah.
I would always go back as to why my parents raised, you know, you're like a watered down version of the bad of what your parents
are. Oh, yeah, for
sure.
You
know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like my dad spanked me. So it means I'm never going to touch my kid, but I'll probably still have something that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Because you're not perfect.
Yeah.
But I always try to go back. What made him think it was okay to like beat your kids? Mm-hmm. Then I go to his childhood and his Mexican, you know, my Mexican grandmother. When he would run away from a beating, not a spanking, a beating.
Okay.
He would run into the cornfields. Then she would go, oh, it's fine, stay out there. But if you don't come back, the devil's going to come and eat you.
Oh, Jesus.
She would scream that to him. So they'd throw religion down your throat. So he's like, fuck, I got it.
He's like,
either go home and get this beating or the devil.
It's like, I don't know the way the options. I might just run away. I don't know point. I'm scared.
So he went home to get that beating.
Oh, God, because that's better than the devil. Jeez. Yeah, so. Oh, man.
It's kind of like yours, but.
Yeah. A little bit more violent,
I think,
you know.
He'd be like, who the fuck is Ed Gein? I'll beat the fuck out of Ed Gein.
He would kill you and turn you into a lamp.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, it'd be a good lamp, I bet.
He's pretty crafty. I'm not going to lie. He's pretty crafty. And then going back to the good old movie.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. It's
didn't hit me how it hit me as a child or if I was still, I guess, Catholic. I'm Catholic, but I'm not like, I consider myself more, like, I hate to say it, but like I'm spiritual. I pray.
Yeah.
But I'm not like going to church. I'm not like a part of the culty part of the Catholic world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I still think you should treat people good, but not for the sake of going to hell, just for doing it.
Yeah, period.
So it's a funny movie.
It is really funny.
Hilarious.
I will say, though, the crucifix masturbation scene.
Yeah.
I forgot about that scene. I forgot about that.
That hits you pretty fast.
I didn't realize what was happening, and I had to scroll back, and I was like, wait, I have to watch.
Mentioned it towards the end, like when she's back, when she's like, when they're done and she's cured and she goes home, she's like, hey, why does this hurt down here? Because she doesn't remember anything. She's why do I have a stab wound down there? Nobody knows. Like, can you imagine her? What's the deal with that?
What's going on here? I think there is a second and third movie.
Where they talk about that?
No, I haven't seen it. I feel like I shouldn't ever, you know? It's that, like one
my
of those
wife
things
told me
where
the second and third ones are atrocious.
Of course she watched it. Your wife is awesome. She's a horror
she
fan.
She loves it. She makes me go to, not makes me, I go now. Horror, like, there's like a horror flea market in Los Feliz.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm aware.
Yeah, I know you're aware
I've
of
been,
it.
I've been.
You're like, yeah, I know. I'm a club member.
I go there every day. I live there. I'm actually the whole market.
But yeah, that part was super weird because you forget about it completely. You remember it in time. You're like, but it's like one of those things that you just see it. You're like, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I didn't mentally prep myself for that.
Yeah. And the blood and just everything. It's just a lot. And you have to remember that she's a kid.
Yeah.
And then she's spewing all these awful things. I thought I wrote down things that she said, but apparently I did not.
Oh, yeah, no, it's funny because that's where it's like I double down so well, and I lean into like if you're trying to hurt me, I'll lean into like, yeah, of course, why not?
Yeah.
Like if like it was like your mother sucks cocks in hell or something like
that.
You're
like, damn right she does.
And I'd be like, yeah, at least she's going places. You know, at least she's not at home. She's out being productive.
She's being active.
I'm glad she's found love after my father's death.
And he's just like, I feel like if, you know, the priests were comedians,
yeah,
this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, the devil would be like, what? Where do I go from here?
Like, it's like, he's like, who just want, like, it, and then Jeff Ross comes out and it's just roast battle.
Yeah.
And then you win.
The devil hurts you by going, hey, someone else has that joke. Ah, oh, God. Oh,
no. Damn it.
You hurt me.
You hurt me. You're not funny. Well, you're ugly.
Got
him. Maybe you should just die.
Yeah. But no, she says, at least she pantomimes.
Yes.
Wild, crazy, like your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Yeah.
That was like the first classic one. And then she got real personal. She would repeat like the dying mother. She would like repeat the priests like her.
Yeah.
Like, Demi, why you do this to me, Demi? Like, and he's just like, what?
He's like, you're not my mom. You're a child. I'm confused. Why is my mom's voice coming out of a child? But it's also a demon. You know what? That demon should be on like Saturday Night Live. Because it's got characters for days. Yeah, oh my God.
Saturday night, the devil.
Hi, Linda everybody. It's me.
No, Linda Blair drinking coffee or like checkmating someone because it's always like that montage.
I think that'd be good. I think that should happen.
No, but yeah, it was a bunch of crazy shit. And then the flailing.
Yes.
There was a lot of flailing.
So funny. And the bed rising. Honestly, during the actual exorcism with Reagan lifting into the air silently, that part was was really jarring, and because it was music, and then it was just her rising.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's really creepy. Good job, guys. Good job.
We didn't watch the uncut, so we didn't see her coming down backwards on the stairs with her head turned.
Yeah.
They cut that out from the actual movie theater, apparently, because that was too terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty, that's pretty scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Walking like a spider crab.
That's, I have a few friends that can do that, and they can run in that.
What?
Yeah. It's hilarious. Everyone screams, and I just sit there and laugh because it's so fucking funny.
It's not funny.
It's hilarious.
That's scary.
It is. It's so funny, though. It's silly.
Okay.
It's silly.
You're and like, my wife are weirdos.
And it is. It's not like funny, ha. It's funny like, that's weird. I'm going to laugh.
Like uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yes,
I'm
going
to laugh.
Yes,
yeah. So
okay,
I'm going to laugh.
Okay. You do what I do for some blue humor.
Yeah.
Or if somebody says something completely outrageous, I'll go, ha, ha, ha.
You're like, I'm going to laugh because I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, so you do that with scary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So will you go to a movie and just, if something will get you, do you giggle after?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'll be like, good job. You got me. You got me.
When was the last time that has happened to you?
Evil Dead Rise, when I saw that in theaters.
Okay.
That there was a couple scenes with the, there's one with
I saw it. I thought it was 3/4 of a good movie.
It's fine. Yeah. It wasn't crazy. But the cheese grater scene.
That part's crazy.
I was like, oh no. Oh. And then I laughed. I was like, there it goes. Yep. There it is.
I'd be like, move it down to the heel.
Mm-hmm.
Move it down to the heel.
Get it all the way down. If you're going to do it, really get in there. She just like, great. I'm like, okay, what is this? Parmesan? Get in there. Get in there. You gotta do that. But speaking of food, pea soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a fly in my face.
That's a gnat.
That's it.
We're talking about The Exorcist. It's already coming.
Oh, my God. I mean, before you came in, the TV was turning off and on by itself.
Oh, no. Are we getting affected? Isn't that what happened? Did a bunch of weird stuff happen to the Poltergeist or Exorcist?
Both. The set caught on fire during The Exorcist, and everything but Reagan's room burned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of weird. A lot of people died like months after the serial killer thing. Linda Blair was attacked a lot after the movie, so she had to walk around with bodyguards and stuff because people were like physically attacking her.
Just because she played a demon?
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
You did your job so good.
She's such a good actress that people are threatening her.
Imagine being such a good... We can't have this actual demon lady walking
yeah,
around.
Yeah, she's literally possessed by the devil.
No!
She's not. She's fine.
She's an actress.
It's pretend. It's pretend. It's silly. Although...
That's how religion is, though.
Yeah.
They're so... I don't want to say brainwashed because that's such a mean... But you become that.
Yeah.
To where you're scared of, just logic gets thrown out the window.
Yeah, yeah. I forget where it was, but I think it was overseas somewhere. But they were screening it at a theater that was in between two churches, mm-hmm. and it was a clear day. And then lightning came out of nowhere, struck the cross on one of the churches, and it fell into the theater.
Wow.
So weird stuff like that happens, and you're like. Doesn't happen to like Paul Blart Mall Cop, so you wonder like
that would be so funny. Just everybody's hands become stigmatas. Like, what the fuck? Because we came to see Paul Blart.
What's going on? All of a sudden, like a segue just like yeah. comes through the screen, you know. But yeah. like that doesn't happen with other movies. So you're like, is there something to it? Is it just lore?
Who knows? It is the devil's movie.
Yeah.
So he's probably pretty excited that we're talking about
it. I mean, he should be. He's yeah. actually here right now.
The devil, come the devil!
Devil, bring it on down! He actually comes.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Is that how he talks?
That's how it's about as deep as I could go.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it sounds more muffled than any because my voice is so high.
Hey, everybody.
He's more awkward than anything. Did I sound awkward?
No, I mean, maybe.
Awkward devil?
Awkward devil. Hey, can I have your soul, maybe?
I'm just gonna take it.
Could I have it real quick? No, I don't want to be an inconvenience. I don't.
Awkward.
Let's give you your soul.
And then God just being a bully, like, get out of here, just devil, like, you nerd.
He's got no confidence. This loser over here. You're like, what?
I don't know if that's right.
I don't know if that's right at all. Yeah, absolutely not.
I didn't know that. So maybe there is something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. But I don't really know.
It's still a funny movie.
Oh, it's hilarious. But again, the pea soup.
The pea soup. It was gross.
Throwing.
Is that what it was?
That's just what everyone, I think it actually was pea soup,
mm-hmm.
but it was demon vomit.
Yeah,
obviously, but in real life, I think it was pea soup. But
I'd be a bad actor. I'd be like, oh,
I'd be like, this is so good. I'm so sick.
Who keeps
spoon feeding it to yourself?
They're like, it's my mom. She keeps making it.
It's your mother, Damien. She makes really good soup. Did you want something like
I didn't know that it was pea soup.
But, yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think of like, there's a, the old man. From when he was in Iraq, the old priest,
yeah,
him having a weak heart, and then like he just goes to become like goes to exorcise mm-hmm. his demon, and he just dies.
What a bitch!
I just thought it was weird.
Yeah,
there was like no real. Maybe there was significance. Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
I feel like in doing more reading and listening to a couple of podcasts, which really help with this movie, because
yeah,
The beginning is really slow, mm-hmm. and then I feel like it picks up, but then it gets slow, but then it picks up. Like, it's every time, or the last time I watched it, it felt like certain parts were longer,
yeah.
and then some parts were shorter, and then rewatching it, some parts were faster than others. But I feel like he somehow, I mean, he had the little, like, weird.
The little weird McDonald's toy of a devil.
It's a Happy Meal toy.
Can I get a boy toy?
Can I get a boy toy?
Thank you.
Which also happened to be at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
How did it get there? How did it get
no
from
one ever
Iraq?
Explains. From Iraq to
from
the
Iraq to the bottom of the stairs? Sounds like
you
a
think
demon.
She was picked? Or just
how does the devil know? How does the devil pick its people? Like what about Reagan was so appealing?
And she was so innocent.
She's so innocent. Okay. Yeah.
And then she called. The devil was like, ah, she called me Captain Howdy. Like,
this that's pretty cute. It's, you know, cute. It's adorable. Yeah. You know, fuck it. Let's do this one.
And it's easy to probably, like, you know, go into somebody who's already a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You want to go into something that's really innocent and then use that as a
a way to get other people.
Yeah.
And then. Well,
look, we're just talking about if I were the devil.
If I
were Satan himself.
Okay, you are right now. Okay.
I'd go, I'm going to go into like, who's the nicest person ever? Like, who's super nice?
Tom Hanks.
I'll go into Tom Hanks.
I don't know why it was the first person.
Yeah, I was like.
No, Steve Irwin's dead.
Steve Irwin was cool?
He's, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. Not the alligators or crocodiles. He probably wasn't cool to them, but.
Well, I think he was pretty. I think he's good to them.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, hot take.
He's like the crocodile hunter, isn't he?
No.
What is he?
He's not a crocodile. Well, he doesn't actually kill anything.
Yeah.
He just like goes and saves them.
But if anything like just grabs my mouth and, you know, fucks with me a little bit, like you're just a crocodile bully. So I don't think he's the most innocent. So
you heard it here first, folks.
R.I.P. Steve Irwin, huh? Much respect to you and your family.
Okay, so who would you pick as the person?
Let's go with who was your first pick?
I said Tom. I don't know. Tom Hanks seems like a good human.
Yeah, let's go with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I would possess Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
And they'd be like, no, not Forrest Gump. He's saying crazy shit. You'd be so upset.
You know what you would be? He'd be out doing.
Who would you possess if you were Satan himself?
Oh, I mean, I said Tom Hanks, and I don't know who else is. Who else is good in the world? Someone probably. Someone of power, I think, maybe.
Joe Biden. No, not Joe Biden. Who the fuck do I want? He'd be the opposite. He'd just be asleep the whole time.
Obama?
No, I don't know about Obama. Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders?
I'd possess Bernie Sanders.
He'd be kind of fun, honestly.
He'd be
chaotic. No one would really know if he was possessed or not. He'd be silly. He'd just be silly. Sanders. They're like, she's just being kooky again today.
He just suck dick in hell.
Like, this sounds like him all the time. I don't
I'm
know.
Gonna
what's...
Vote. I'm going to vote for him again, I think.
I think he's got some good ideas now. Something's different about him, but yeah. I think he's getting there.
Aside from all the pea soup throw up, this guy's pretty good.
He just had a late lunch, and it's coming up. So it be like that sometimes, you know. Sometimes you eat too much, and you kind of spit it back up, you know.
Yeah. Were you satisfied with the ending of The Exorcist?
No. But no. I know they had to do that because they wanted to wrap it up and be like, look, good defeats evil. And also, let's talk about this. Reagan gave the priest a kiss on the cheek. And that was weird.
Why was that weird?
I don't know. It just made me weird. She went back for the... I was like, you could have just given him a hug. I think that would have sufficed. You don't... I know anything with children and a priest. I'm like, no. That's... No.
Well, she's pre... Like, now she's meant... The only good people that have saved her was a priest, dude. So
yeah.
Maybe she's got a thing for priests now.
I mean... If you're, but aren't
she
they,
came on to him. I'm not defending a priest. The Catholic.
She came on to him.
All right.
It was the kid, I swear.
Your Honor, that child who was just possessed by a demon came on to him.
She might still be possessed. We don't know.
There you go. That might be the devil.
Oh, my God. What else went on in that room when the mom wasn't there?
Jesus Christ.
I mean.
Tell you, he wasn't there.
Jesus Christ, am I right, though? Jesus.
It was the one movie, though, as I didn't watch with what I like to call scary movie hands.
Oh.
I have a scary movie mask that it's just that.
Okay.
Where I just, it's both my hands. I watch movies, or a blanket, or like under my shirt.
Scary.
I'm still terrified of scary movies. Like, I don't like the pop-up scares. Yeah. And like it just, if it's something's too terrifying, I'll definitely hide.
Yeah.
I still have that. I still can't watch a scary movie. But I did that with The Exorcist. I felt pretty big. I was like, oh, this isn't that scary.
It's anymore. Yeah. And the fact that it is, what, 74?
Yeah.
That's... when they're older, it's not sometimes they hold up, but this one,
it stopped holding.
It stopped holding
for me. And that it'll probably bug some horror fans because that's like what's at the top of some people's list.
Oh yeah, I mean it's still a good movie.
Sure,
but
sure.
I think the scares don't hold up as well.
No,
but I still think overall it's pretty creepy.
I'm gonna go. Ernest Scared Stupid is scarier than The Exorcist.
Ernest Scared Stupid. I don't think I've seen that one.
It's a good film.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, that's how old I am. That's like an old 90s movie.
Well, we love a good 90s movie.
But I would probably never watch it again.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're done?
I'm probably done. Because it's not a scary thing anymore. It's honestly, when I was like, I got to watch something that I have to overcome as a person. Like, I have to, something that was really, like, I have to focus. Now I got to watch something else that I thought was real scary that I'm like, oh, this is stupid.
Wow.
Smile was like the last film I'm like, this is fucking creepy. Yeah. I think this is terrifying.
But yeah, that, I liked Smile. I wasn't like as scared of it as I thought.
Really?
But yeah, the trailer had a lot of the scares in it.
The end scene? Like
the ending was weird. And I was like, whoa, that's what
weird
nightmare fuel.
Weird drawing nightmare fuel shit like that is what gets me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see it now. Okay,
yeah. Actual demon-looking people.
Yeah. You don't want a demon-possessed little girl.
No,
you want to see the
I'll
actual
punch a demon-possessed little girl,
yeah,
to be honest.
That's fair, yeah. So if Reagan came up to you right now, what would you say to her?
Does she have the demon? Or,
yeah,
like, first of all, I'd go, Reagan, do you have a demon inside of you? And she'd lie.
She's like, no.
She makes up a boy. The devil tries. No, I'm
no,
a little girl.
No, I'm a little girl. What are you talking about? I'm not a 1,000-year-old thing.
Reagan, what's your favorite pastime? Burning souls.
Oh, shit, dolls.
Ah!
Dolls, damn it. You caught me. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd punch her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just right in the face?
Right in the fucking face. It wouldn't affect her. The devil would throw me across.
Yeah, and then her head would spin around.
Yeah.
Which was pretty her spine.
Yeah.
Her poor spine. How did she not die?
I'm terrible to watch movies with because the spine thing.
Yeah.
You think I just let that go?
Yeah.
I did four bits. I did four tags. Then my wife said, we have to rewind it.
Well,
then I did four more tags.
I want to hear them.
No, I don't remember them. I'm like high off vape pen watching this movie and I'll go, I did like one, like, welcome to, you know what I mean? Welcome to the Mall of America. Just like stupid shit. I just kept doing because I'm awful to watch movies.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the reason why I don't go to the movies is because I am that stereotype. Mm. That unfortunately they say black people do, but no, this guy does.
You talk
to the movies.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go.
Yeah.
I gotta stay at home.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. My when I go alone usually.
Yeah.
Because I like to experience the movie and it's scarier when you go alone. But when I'm home and if it's with my roommate, we will sit there and we will commentate the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just be like rewinding stuff and things are falling. In the studio. What does that mean? The devil's here.
Oh, no.
The devil is here. Reagan? Reagan, is that you?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, he's
oh,
here?
No.
Ronald, hello. Ronald. So out of 10, what do you think?
Oh, begrudging. I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. Why?
Because it was this thing in my life that was unwatchable because of how terrifying it was to me as a child. Now, not now as an adult, not only is it not terrifying, it's funny and I'm doing bits off of it. And it's sad because a little piece of myself being like the Catholic is dead a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that'll ever come back. And I don't know if I want it to come back. Because I grew up that my whole life. So I'm more agnostic and not atheist. I believe in spiritually.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's sad. But the movie itself is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Comedy-wise, 7 out of 10.
The comedy in it is great.
It's a 7 out of 10.
Have you seen those spine bits? Oh, man. You're going to have a whole, 30 minutes on just the spine.
And then making up a whole conspiracy theory about Sylvester Stallone stealing the idea from the movie, Rocky, from The Exorcist.
You're going to have a tight 5 on that.
Yeah,
just a tight 5, you know. That's about it. But, yeah, I would give it an 8.
Wow.
Honestly.
It's pretty high.
I liked it a lot. again, it doesn't hold up as well, but I think being the horror classic that it is, I think it is still powerful in some ways, and it's creepy.
I like horror classics. Yeah. Like, my wife started introducing me into the black and white.
Yeah.
Like House on Haunted Hill, like all the older stuff. Like I see that when it's that old, yeah. I find it interesting how they would use makeup and the subtleties and nuances. Like I like that.
Yeah.
Like I'm starting to get into that. But like the 70s is like, I'm like, I thought that, like I said, it's just built up to be this thing that I couldn't watch.
Yeah.
And now that I can watch it so much, I could probably have it in the background while I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Some of them are scary from the 70s and some of them are like,
yeah,
that's fine. Have you seen in the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
I have not.
That one is creepy.
I'm going to have to see it.
That one might... I like that one a lot.
Okay.
But the one from the... I think it's the 80s with Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
That one isn't as scary. That one's more like The Fly. Where it's like the weird, like...
It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Fly's just gross.
Yeah,
it's a good film. It's just like when you see the fly, you're like, oh, you want to kill it like a fly.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I don't want that. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't want that. Ugh.
Nah, is there anything you're looking forward to
for horror movies?
Because I watch maybe now four horrors a month.
Okay.
What are you excited about?
Well, this week The Boogeyman comes out.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
And I have been avoiding I try to avoid trailers because I just want to go in completely blind, but I happened to be at my parents' house downstairs in the dark when that trailer came on, and I've always been slightly afraid of my parents' basement, but with that trailer I was like, nope, and there it is again, and now I want all the lights on and I'm sleeping with the lights on and I'm five again. I'm like, I don't like the dark. All the lights are going to be on.
Yeah
that one.
For whatever reason, some kids, you could be like, that's the devil. Whatever, Doc.
Yeah.
That's the boogeyman. Whoa. Now you're talking.
Well, there's something scary about the dark, because it's not you're afraid of the dark, you're afraid of what's in the dark.
Yeah.
So that's, and when you have an active imagination, it's bad.
Yeah, of course.
I'd be seeing things.
Yeah, but you just stay under your blankets. You know that.
Yeah, you just protect yourself.
They know what a neutral zone. They can't go under the blanket, whatever it is out there.
Have you seen The Grudge?
Please don't talk to me like that.
yeah, they know about blankets.
They know. How you went all Valley Girl there. Yeah.
Yeah, they know. They know about them, but also like Minnesotan. First,
They know about that.
But plug your things. Plug all your
here. Comedy Store Studios. I have two podcasts. I have Dogs of Brown Town. I do that with Joel Jimenez and Hormos Rashidi. It's just three brown dudes talking a bunch of shit. And then I have This Week in Crime with Steve Fury. That is, we read weird crimes and then we roast them. And I'm coming. I haven't told him yet, but. I'm gonna talk to him about hiring a reader, because you can't have two dumb guys who barely know how to fucking read. We need somebody. We need like a pretty girl who reads.
Pretty girl who reads.
Who reads well. We need someone smarter than us.
Oh God.
I'm just saying, because we're both fair. Like, and then da 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 da. We're like, oh, we're.
It's
both
not
dumb.
Bad. To be fair, it's not bad.
Yeah, but it's
you guys just go really fast.
Seventh
if you
grade
slow down.
Popcorn reading.
That's hey. I was never good at that, but that's because I have a speech impediment.
Yeah.
So they would always pick on me, and then I would.
I was doing my impression of you, so it was real mean. I'm sorry.
Oh, that wasn't.
You should fight me.
Okay, you're fired. Get out of here.
We got that going on.
Cool. And your Instagram.
At Saul Comedy, saulcomedy.com.
Amazing. Saul, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
So much fun.
You're the second person to be on the set. I'm so pumped. The first Comedy Store person on the set.
Thank you for having me. This is a cool set.
Our spooky
by the way.
Set. It's great. Set. It's wonderful. And you know what else is wonderful? Our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. Thank you to Filmcraft LA. And you can find them at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at FilmCraftLA. Make sure to like, subscribe, rate, review, all that jazz. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and we will see you next time. Make sure the devil doesn't get your soul. Stay spooky, friends.
Fuck you, the devil.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.